Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to the inaugural episode of Marian Music Round Midnight here on True Blues 97.5. I am your temporary host, Spencer Phelps, coming at you here tonight. We're going to be listening to music made from Marian, and we've got some amazing hosts who are going to walk us through this great project that we've got going on. And what we're doing here is we want to highlight all the music that has been made by people in Marian. We want to play it on the radio. We want to catalog it. We want to make sure it's remembered. And we want to hear from any of the bands that have been out there in the Marian area. If you got to the point where you put together a band and you guys actually did some touring, you had some original songs, and you even got to the point where you put down either a tape of music, a recording of your own music, we want to hear it. We want to play it. And we want Marian to know that, hey, Marian does indeed make music. And these are the bands that have been inspired by the great, you know, the national acts and things that have happened on the national scale. And then you come down to Marian and folks in their garages are making music of their own. And we want to play it here for you. Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet our hosts. Coming in first here in the tie-dyed shirt, Mr. Timothy Cummings. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, Spencer. Thanks a lot for this opportunity to present music to Marian.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for agreeing to do it. I think this is something that needs to be done, and we'll have a lot of fun doing it. So let's introduce Mr. Tom Photos. He's a resident historian when it comes to Marian music.
Hi, Spencer.
Yeah, thanks for agreeing to come out and do this show with us.
This should be fun.
Yeah. So you've been tracking bands like this for a long time.
Forever. And started with, you know, with the Beatles like with so many of us. And then, but my brother Lou could play Rings Around Me right from the beginning, so I thought I'd better take pictures, become a roadie, work in the business that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you play a little bit too, right?
A little bit.
Yeah?
But not with real professionals.
Well, and you've been cataloging all of these bands from Marian for quite some time.
We have. And, you know, Tim and I started the Central Ohio Bands Yesterday and Today pages.
Mm-hmm.
I write a blog that goes along with it.
Yeah, yeah. Tell everybody, where can we find that?
We hook it onto a Facebook page, but if you want to get copies sent to you, give me your email address and I'll make sure you get a copy.
Mm-hmm. So just look up Central Ohio Bands of Yesterday and Today up on Facebook,
right,
and they'll see it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, Cigar Mike on the mic. How you doing, Mr. Mike Kreider, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm okay, Spencer. Thanks for having us do this.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming in. And get everybody, who is Cigar Mike? Give everybody a description.
I'm just an old guy that still likes to play guitar. I don't, you know, I actually have a T-shirt that says I like to play guitar I play guitar because I like it, not because I'm good at it, and that pretty much fits. But like Tim and Tom have already said, we probably all got started about the same time, or, you know, right before the Beatles or during the Beatles. My first on-stage appearance was actually at the old Baker Junior High during one of those magazine sale assemblies.
And
Craig Kurtz and Roger Craven and I put a little trio together, and we went down to the old Woolworths store and bought Beatle wigs, and we did about two or three Beatle songs, and and then you know, like everybody else, we just followed the music throughout.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Marian Music Round Midnight is not all just talking about ourselves. We're gonna play some music here for you coming up about Marian, coming out of Marian, everything that could do with Marian. And let's kick it off here today. Tell us about this first track. Tim, you wanna tell us about this? We're gonna play here in just a minute, Roker's Bakery by Magical Soul. This is out from 1967.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's very 60s influence in there. You'll hear the garage band sound too.
Mm-hmm.
I met Willie about 2 years after he did this,
Now this is Willie Phoenix.
Willie Phoenix. Willie it was Phoenix Willie Craig Jr. Mm-hmm. His dad was a musician too, Willie Craig Sr. And a minister in town here. And Willie was in a band with Tom Favors. A lot of people remember Tom. He was a singer in bands. And Billy Sun on bass. I mean drums. And I think it was Chris White on bass. Mm-hmm. And there was a bakery in town, and he wrote a little song about it. You'll hear members of the family that they had two daughters, and you'll hear them being mentioned in the song. Mm-hmm. But listen to this song, and it has a real strong 60s influence.
I had my first time I saw Willie Craig at the time mm-hmm. play was at the Roker's house.
Okay.
They had a birthday party. My brother was invited, and he told me, Willie Craig is playing. I'd only heard about him. I didn't know. So I went, just watched a few minutes to see what
knock
he was
in
like.
The back door?
Yeah. It's actually in the fenced-in backyard. I had to scale the fence. No, but he was as impressive then. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, and he's still rocking today now, isn't he?
Sure is.
Yeah. And so this came out in 1967, and there was a little bit of controversy over the song. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the gentleman that did the recording, I forget the studio, recommended that they change the name of Roker's, and they added another R in Roker's so they
yeah, so
wouldn't
that
be a lawsuit
good.
Over it.
Because it was a young, was he in high school at the time or just
graduated?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was still in high school.
Yeah?
He maybe junior high because I think.
Oh, it might be junior high.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 67. We graduated, 71, so.
Yeah. Well, so you got this hot young teenager years. Singing a song about a baker's daughters here in a small town of Marion. It, you know, didn't get quite the praise that they had expected, so. But now you look back on it, what, gosh, 50 years now?
Yeah.
And it's just an interesting song with an interesting
years.
Story yeah. now, you know?
Cutting edge music when you have to worry about getting sued over a bakery song.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, check this one out. This is from Marion. The band's called Magical Soul, fronted by Willie, now known as Willie Phoenix. It's called Roker's Bakery from 1967.
This is the everlasting story of Claudia Roker's fight for love and peace against the Roker's Bakery, Claudia's last concert in the grass. Cupcakes tasting like wine, donuts please, they are so fine. Sugar cookies so nice, sugar sisters made of spice. Roker's Bakery, magic bakery man. Madeline had her in the store. Sister Claudia's tears on the floor. Mama Roker after nine. Papa Roker thinks it's closing time. Roker's Bakery, magic bakery man.
Get it! Doesn't Claudia think you said a bad hat? Hobble fudge your silly cakes. Serve them on two different plates. Roker's Bakery, magic bakery man. Now it won't sue to tell about her worthless blues. Now Claudia's confused. No, there's something new. I'm telling you, Roker's Bakery, magic bakery man. Yeah, yeah, Roker's Bakery, magic bakery man. My, 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 my baby.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Marian Music Round Midnight here on True Blues 97.5. That was Magical Soul doing a song called Roker's Bakery, straight out of Marion, Ohio. Sitting here with Tom, Tim, and Mike, and we're playing some of the music that came out of Marion. What's up next? We've got this one by Donna Spafford. It's called Starlight Starbright. She made it in 1975. Tom, tell us a little bit about Donna.
Donna recorded two songs with Craig Markley. At that time, Star Lanes was the hotbed of Marion music. That's where everyone went to hear music, but they were also recording music. A lot of groups would set up live equipment and play. At this time, someone had shown Craig Markley, who was one of the musicians and producer and engineer, that he had some good songs to show. And they brought, Donna came in with her music, showed it to Craig. They went through it, they arranged it, she played it twice, recorded the songs, and they came out beautifully. Mm-hmm. And Craig still remembers those as magic moments for him.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Two takes is real good.
Yeah. Two take Donna, I think that's what they call her. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's check this one out. This one's by Donna Spafford from Marion, 1975. It's called Starlight, Starbright.
If we wish we could, well,